you tell me last time about the word shock and what it meant to you, you know, in reference to wheat or corn. Could you elaborate on that a little more? The question I asked you was, after you cut the wheat or corn, when you tied it up, you tied it up into a, I guess it's a bundle. Then I asked you about the word shock in that context.
It's been 24 hours.
Yeah. does it make sense to say shocking wheat or a shock of wheat?
Shocking wheat, yes. Yes, I've heard the term used in that manner as shocking wheat. Yes, which means basically the same as gathering it or bundling it, this kind of thing. Yes, I've heard that term.
Okay. I'm after a unit of measure here. A farmer might say that he raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
I'm sure wheat doesn't come in bushels, does it?
Sure. Okay. All right. What would you say that you do to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
It's a thresh.
In past tense, you say yesterday we
threshed.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you some questions that have to do with the pronouns, how you would use them. Say, if we had to do a job together without using either of our names, you would say that and had to do this. Like you might point to me and say, well, and had to do this.
Okay, you would say, Bill and I.
Okay, specifically.
I'm saying. You're involved in it and I'm involved in it or someone else.
Right. Okay. So you say that and or have to do this job. You use the two words. Just pronouns without using our name.
Without using our name, okay. I would say you and me.
Okay, all right. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
Okay. Now, if you and another man are coming over to see me, again, without using your name, you'd say that and are coming over.
Okay, I would say he and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're going to identify yourself without using your name, say if you were knocking on my door and you knew that I'd recognize the sound of your voice, you might say, open the door, it's just...
Oh, it is I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You say that in casual conversation?
Yes.
Okay. And if you were going to identify another man, you would say, open the door, it's just...
It is he.
Mm-hmm. And if you were identifying a woman, you'd say it's just...
She.
And if you're identifying several people, you'd say it's just...
They.
Okay. All right. Now, this expression, comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
As I.
Right. Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as...
He.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
Than I.
All right. All right. Then some possessives. If something belongs to me, you'd say that's...
It's mine.
Okay, if it belongs to me, you say it's
yours.
Okay. If it belongs to them, it's...
Belongs to them.
Okay, if it belongs to them, it's... It's blank, yes.
If it belongs to them, theirs.
Okay, and if it belongs to him, it's...
His.
And if it belongs to her...
Her.
And if it belongs to both of us together, it's...
Ours.
Okay. Say, if several people have come over to see you, company, you know, and they're about to leave, and you want them to come back to see you at a later date, what might you say to them, you know, addressing them as a group?